How are you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Back again tonight on this Tuesday night edition. And in the first hour of the program, we have a special guest. And she, of course, her name is Eileen Fleming. She has worked very closely with Mordecai Vanunu. And for those of you who don't know who he is, of course, I can let her tell us a little bit, but I'm sure that many of you do know the name as an Israeli who spent 2 decades in prison after being kidnapped by the Israeli Mossad in another country, Italy, I believe, and then taken back. And he apparently had been a whistleblower who exposed the Israeli nuclear facilities in the Negev Desert, and exposed exactly what Israel was up to. And because of that, he suffered not only a prison sentence in solitary confinement, but also ostracism and a great deal of hatred from the Israeli people. But he went beyond that. He also converted, I believe, to the Christian faith, and as a result, he suffered even more persecution. So let me just say hello right now to our guest, Eileen. Good evening, Eileen Fleming.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, fine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Was that a pretty good introduction?
Very good. Most excellent. But just to back up, this is Vanunu back in 1986. Was a secular Jew, an existentialist. He did grow up in a Jewish Orthodox family.
Yes.
In Morocco. And the Zionists came in 63. Vanunu was 8, 9, and convinced the family to move to the land of milk and honey. And they ended up in the desert of Beersheba. And Vanunu wrestled with the faith of his parents and pretty much decided, I think he was about 14, that he would find his own way, and kept it to himself. He's been a solitary his entire life. When he was working at the Dimona, it was very compartmentalized, and because he was a good worker, he was cross-trained in various departments, and he figured out that they were making weapons of mass destruction, and he had a crisis of conscience, and he did not want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
He snuck in a camera and then snuck in some film and documented about 60 photos, and he snuck them back out, did not develop them. He left the Dimona in 1986 and traveled around Europe. He ends up in Sydney, Australia, at a social justice church, St. John, I believe it is, and just started hanging out there and began to tell the priest and the people there about what he had discovered at the Dimona. And ends up being baptized a Christian, not really knowing exactly what he was doing. And within a few days after that, Peter, do you have to go to commercial?
Yeah, we'll take a break. Okay. This is a very involved story, as you can hear, but I want to pursue that, get the whole story, and then what the latest is with Mordecai Vanunu. All right, we'll be back to take more information and facts regarding this case in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The first sensible thing I've heard all evening.
And we are back with our guest, Eileen. And Eileen is telling us a little bit about the chronology of events that befell Mordecai Vanunu. Continue now. At this stage of the game, you had mentioned Australia, and you had mentioned his conversion that took place rather briefly. How did that come about, by the way, that conversion?
Well, he wasn't exactly converted at that point. He, what he told me was he felt he had to do this to go ahead and be baptized, because really he was just trying to have a whole new life.
What was he trying to make, a confession?
No, I mean, personally, I think it was just all God's great plan and a mystery that mm-hmm. he would just so happen to, wander into this church
sure.
and begin to tell his story and bond with these people. And he said to me, because I asked him, I said, did you know what you were doing? He said, no, he really didn't know what he was doing, but it was something he felt inside of him to do as a way to have a new life, to begin a new life. And it was just a matter of days after that that he connects with Peter Hunam, the Sunday London Times reporter, and they go ahead and now they develop Vanunu's photos. He had not yet developed them, and this is like 10 months later after he had left the Dimona,
mm-hmm.
and Peter sees that these are great photos.
Yeah.
He takes him back to London with him, and puts Venunu out in the country. And Venunu is not real happy there. He wants to be in the city. And so they move him into the city, and he starts wandering around London as the Sunday Times.
Yeah, that's where he was. He was in England.
He was in London at this time. Mm-hmm. That's not where he was kidnapped.
No, he was kidnapped in Italy, I believe, wasn't he?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And so the Sunday Times is checking out the story, and he meets this who he believes is an American beautician, Cindy... Cheryl, I get her name mixed up. Her, Cindy, Cheryl Bentaw, but Cindy was the name she was going by.
Okay.
Which was really her sister-in-law's name. Anyway, she befriends him. And in the interim, while he's waiting for the Sunday Times to break his story, a tabloid, the Daily Mirror, I believe it is, also got a hold of a couple of these photos and... a photo of Venunu. They did not interview him, but they go ahead and they publish this really bad story about him, and he panics. And this woman had befriended him, and so she tells him, well, she's got a sister in Rome, and he can hide out there for a while, you know, things cool down, because he's panicking now that he knows that the Mossad is, you know, is going to come after him for sure. So they take off to Rome, and the second he walks into the supposed sister's apartment, he gets hit over the head. They, it's the Mossad. They drug him. They bind him up. They cart him back off in a, it was either a yacht or some kind of cargo ship back to Israel. And now the Sunday Times, they don't know what's happened to Venunu. And as he's being kidnapped, the Sunday Times comes out with the story all over the front page. And it's a big deal story. And as they are transporting Venunu to his closed-door trial, he has the absolute presence of mind to write on his palm, hijacked, and the Rome flight number he had been on, and he presses his hand to the window of the van, and a very wide-awake photographer snaps the shot, and now they know that, you know, he was kidnapped, and they, you know, Peter and checks it out. He tracks down this woman, and she's a Mossad agent. And it's not a democracy like we understand democracy in Israel. In fact, it's not a democracy. It's an ethnocracy, full rights for Jews, but not anybody else, and especially not to Christian converts. This is a big reason Venunu believes, I believe, they are even more vindictive towards him, because even murderers, I think 17 years is the maximum sentence, and they locked Venunu up for 18 years, most all of it in solitary.
And
we know what happened to Padilla after 3.5 years. He's got no personality, and it's miraculous that Venunu is not insane, and he's not. And he, not until after he was convicted, did he start to read the New Testament. And they had a camera on him 24/7. They had a light on him.
Now, what was the conviction, by the way? What was
treason.
The exact charge?
Treason. They convicted him for treason. They claim, you know, he broke state secrets, but it's a moral issue. People should know that they're, you know, manufacturing nuclear weapons and have a choice. You know, and the people living nearby should know what's going on. And at the time Venunu worked there, the sign outside said textile plant.
Yeah.
So anyway, here he is now in solitary confinement, and he begins reading the New Testament, beginning with John and getting to the book of Revelation. And you know, he would get that far, and he would just over and over and over and over again. And I believe he told me he did this like every day, twice a day, half an hour every day, twice a day for 5 years. He also read the Book of Common Prayer, the Episcopalian Anglican prayer book. And he said he did this not just so for him, but also for those who are watching him on the camera, the Shin Bet, like our CIA, FBI.
Shin Bet,
Thank you. And anyway, after about 5 years, he realized, you know, he's driving them nuts, of course, but he's also driving himself nuts. So he quit praying out loud at that time, and he went very deep inside. He also really did not even have a break with reality until after his appeal was refused, which I think it was 3 years into his solitary confinement. And if people want to go on the Google, Father Dave has published a PDF of letters from Vanunu from prison. And they're very interesting. But also what I'm hoping is people will click on to wearewideawake.org. And I've got two videos of Vanunu, one from 2005, from 2006.
Yes.
His message to American Christians. And the 30 Minutes with Vanunu, which is a fundraising vehicle for his appeal. And these were done in 2005 and 6. And in July of this year, Israel sentenced him to another 6 months in jail. He's been under house arrest now since April of 2004. When he was released.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel sentenced him for interviews he gave in 2004.
Now, I believe he was convicted this time under the emergency British mandate regulations.
Yes. And this is, the whole reason of beginning on the 30 Minutes, which was taped in March of 2006, the freedom of speech trial began January. This is what the whole topic of our conversation. How come, if Israel is a democracy, how come they're still using this British mandate, the emergency regulations? And that was really the whole topic of our conversation, and this is exactly what they convicted him under. But, you know, on the day of termination of the British mandate and when Israel became a state, they were contingent upon them upholding the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Article 19. Everyone has the right of freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. That's Article 19. And that is the spirit in which Vanunu speaks to foreigners and me. And that is the spirit in which that tape, that video was done to hold Israel to its words, because they ain't doing what they promised to do in their own establishment of independence, which is that they would honor the UN General Assembly and that Israel would be based on freedom, justice, and peace as envisaged by the prophets. They're not doing it. So we, the people, got to rise up and, confront them.
Now, what happened when he was finally released after serving 18 years?
Well, what happened was they told him, you are not allowed to leave Israel. He doesn't have a passport.
He was out of jail, but a prison, but he could not leave the country.
No, he's been living in East Jerusalem ever since, but he's not allowed to approach, he's not allowed. They told him he is not supposed to talk to foreigners. He is not allowed to talk to media, foreign media, but he is allowed to talk to Israeli media. So, I mean, he could tell anything that he told me or anybody else to the Israeli media. They can publish it, and, you know, then foreign media can pick it up. That's okay. But it's just this convoluted illogic and vindictiveness of Israel to tell this man, no, you can't talk to a human being just because they happen to be from another country.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let him go, and that's all this guy wants to do. He just wants to leave. So now they've come down on him this past July after a year and a half long trial, wanting to send him back for 6 more months just because he's talked to media in 2004. And I've got video of him 2005, 2006. Israel knows very well about it. I've got a link on my website that tells me my government, my military, and Israel are always in the top 20 of my visitors.
Yeah.
So, what are they going to do with that?
Sure, sure. This is quite a case, and we have the break coming up now, but when I come back, I want to just peruse a couple of points here about this episode that relates once again to how, unfortunately, corrupt and bought and paid for the American news media have been. Here was a story that would have been earth-shattering, and they certainly did everything they could not to cover it. So we'll be back with our guest, Eileen Fleming, and Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now, and our guest is Eileen Fleming. Eileen, I also want to ask you, because I didn't have the chance at the beginning, and I hate to be so rushed, a little bit about, I mean, how you got involved with Mordecai. I mean, how did it all happen for you?
You know, I do believe it was God, because I went my first time to Israel-Palestine in June of 2005. And
alone?
No, I was with an interfaith group, Olive Trees Foundation for Peace.
Okay, all right.
And when I went my first time to the little town of Bethlehem, occupied territory, I totally woke up about how nothing our media, our government wants us to know about the real deal, about, you know, this is now 40 years of occupation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all through the West Bank. I've written two books. I've been with Anarchists Against the Wall, Jeff Halper, Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. These guys are, or I call them prophets, and a prophet does not necessarily predict the future, but they do point out the danger ahead, and they provoke us to think about God. And it was quite by chance meeting with Vanunu, but I had an opportunity to have a few dinners with him, and he, at that time, was very much wanting to talk about his story.
And what and year I, was this, do you remember?
This was June of 2005.
Okay.
And I've been five times total. Last time I was there was in July.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a chance meeting with him. I was coming back from an Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions kickoff day. They
yeah.
are rebuilding the 18,000 homes that Israel mm-hmm. has destroyed. These mm-hmm. are not terrorists' homes. These are people's homes. They just want to grab the land. And these are good people who do this work. And I was just coming down the street, down Nablus Road, back to my hotel, and I passed by. I didn't even recognize him, but it was the Nunu right by St. Stephen's Church. And St. Stephen was the first Christian martyr to be stoned to death for speaking truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanunu at the time was not, and he's not speaking to media. So I did not have an interview. We just had some brief conversations. He is, you know, the media has not helped him, is basically why he's quit talking to the media. And I am so much been trying to raise awareness and funds for his appeal.
Sure.
Because here I've got video of this guy from
yes.
05 and 06. What are they going to do with that? They're sending him back to jail for 04. What are they going to do with my video? So I'm hoping everybody who hears me and you will click on wearewideawake.org. Download the 30 minutes with Vanunu. Give this guy a half an hour.
Yes.
And there's right here under the Vanunu archives. Donate to Vanunu's freedom of speech trial. They can PayPal through his website,
mm-hmm.
or they can send a check to an American account that his adoptive parents in Minnesota have set up for his trust fund.
Wow. Okay. Now, as a matter of fact, you just mentioned the destruction of all of the land and the olives and the olive groves and the fig trees and so forth. Now there is a campaign having to do with in Gaza itself, which has become a real if anything, it has become like a total and complete desolation. It is just absolutely unspeakable. But a campaign for the strawberry farmers to sell their crops and give up everything that they have earned as well. Israeli helicopters hovering over. I have some reports that I don't have time to read, but to give you just a sample idea, there's a cooperative, and some of the people there have written, apparently, about what is going on in Gaza. Now, not just the shelling and the butchery and the slaughter and the tanks and so forth, but the helicopters are hovering up above. And all of the fruit that is being destroyed now, all of the produce that these people have needed to live off, apparently being destroyed as well, with bulldozers descending in the areas, the fields, before they even started to plant at the end of August. So this is something that is going on, even as you speak about it right now.
Well, it's been going on since the disengagement, which was BS. It was really just a redeployment. Israel never, ever gave up control of air, land, and sea borders. Gaza has been
That's
an
right.
open-air prison. We've got 1.5 million human beings that are treated, but the ends of, you know what I'm talking about, the N-word. They are the ends of the
mm-hmm.
world. Nobody cares about them. Nobody
mm-hmm.
knows about them other than on the Internet. You can find out about it. And, you know, it's the tip of the iceberg, what our media doesn't cover, the government shielded about this. And the USS Liberty is another...
Which I was going to bring up, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's mm-hmm. all connected, as Vanunu was told to shut up by his government, and Israel has been covering up and lying about their weapons of mass destruction program. Our veterans, these guys, 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Were brutally attacked by Israel.
Mm-hmm.
There has never been any congressional investigation, just the one court of inquiry, which was a 6 days it took. And these men were told to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
They were all traumatized, 34 dead,
yes.
174 wounded,
mm-hmm.
every single one of them scarred, traumatized. And our government has been covering this up.
Well, with friends like that, we don't need any enemies,
exactly.
That's for sure. All right, be right back with you, Eileen Fleming, and I just want to cover a little more ground, and then we have some callers that we'd like to take as well. Stay with me. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Okay, we're back, I believe, and here we are. Rick Adams with Eileen Fleming talking about Mordecai Vanunu in Israel, still in prison again for a different charge now.
Right now.
Excuse me?
He's not in prison at right now. He's been convicted, but he's still just under house arrest.
Oh, okay. Well, he might as well be in a prison cell.
Well, it's an open-air prison, but the appeal will be heard in January. So this is wonderful of you to have me on to raise awareness,
and hopefully
we can rise up and send this guy whatever people can afford, just something to let him know he's not forgotten.
No, absolutely.
And we appreciate him.
Absolutely.
What Israel wants is for him to just rot away for us to forget about him and our media's cooperative.
Why don't they just kill him?
I think it's God. I think it's God that has got this guy protected.
Well, the Lord is more powerful than all of the Satanists put together. We know that.
That's what I think it is. I do believe.
But, have they tried to at least to do this, poison him slowly or kill him as they have done so effectively with others?
You know, I can't answer that, but it's the same thing with the Liberty vets. Everyone that I've spoken with so far, about half a dozen of these guys, have all said the same thing. It was God that kept us afloat for a reason, for a purpose.
Oh, yes, yes. And one of them is on the line. We're going to take his call first in a moment or so. But, you know, the Liberty, I know that Mordecai, of course, in addition to having very strong feelings about what Israel has done in the Middle East and to America, I know that I have read his comments, put it that way, about what he feels regarding the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And he has, to my knowledge, stated, you may enlighten me some more if you have information in your conversations with him, but he has felt that the Mossad was indeed implicated in the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yes, very much so. In fact, if people go on my blog, this is my blog for I just posted it a couple of hours ago. Mm-hmm. That, you know, President Kennedy tried to stop Israel from building the atomic weapon facility in 63. He tried to force Ben Gurion to admit the Dimona was not a textile plant. And of course, you know, they lied. And I did not write it, though, until today, because I couldn't get my head around it yet. But from what I've been investigating about the Liberty and what I've witnessed, you know, in these past few years during my trips, what Vanunu said was Israel was behind the assassination of President John F. Kennedy because he was exerting pressure on Ben Gurion to open up the Dimona nuclear plant. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wouldn't believe him at the time because, you know, when you hear things such as this, it's so against what you want to believe.
What you want to believe,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more mm-hmm. you learn, the more you hear, I think this guy's got a point. I don't
yeah.
know that we will ever know because mm-hmm. there's so much cover-up and BS from our government, and our media is limp. Our media is, you know what, I tell everybody, I'm a member of the new Fourth Estate, as you are. You know, we don't take orders from editors or paychecks from conglomerates. We go and seek the truth, and we report it as accurately as we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is my pet peeve, having been in the media for a long time. It is just absolutely transparent beyond any imagination how the media have totally swept the Mordecai Vanunu situation under the rug and have made this a non-story. When you know what they did with Iraq, when we had the so-called dissidents come forward, who were in some cases the result of CIA disinformation and plants. Immediately they were interviewed. They were spread all over the New York Times, all over the Washington Post, all over all of the major media in this country when there was a story scandalizing Iraq and trying to create Iraq into another Hitler, if you will, and that story abounding over and over. Now, they're doing the same thing with Iran and this story about alleged nuclear facilities in Iran. So here was a classic case where they could very well have gone and interviewed, you know, Vanunu, and they could have made this an issue. But for obvious reasons, they did not. And that is a testimony to the degree of control exerted over the so-called American media by powerful Zionists.
Well, not only that, big part of this problem is, and major fund donors for pro-Israel PAC funds, is these Christian Zionists, is mm-hmm. John Hagee, these people that, you know, believe they're going to get Jesus to come back with a nuclear holocaust.
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to get raptured up, they think. It's an escapist
yeah.
theology. It's 200-year-old misinterpretation of the Bible, and I blow it out of the water in my book, Keep Hope Alive, and also in...
Yep.
My memoirs of a nice Irish American girl's life in occupied
right,
territory.
Right.
These are easy to read, and this is my target going after these. I call them neo Christians. They're not true Christians, and they are big bad trouble. They're Bush's base, and they're bad. They're bad news. They're not true Christians. You know, Jesus said you must forgive, you must love, and it's the peacemakers who are God's children,
right,
not those
right.
who bomb, torture, and occupy.
Mm-hmm. I have to just ask Mike, my producer. Mike, I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I can hear you in the background. Can you correct that for me, please? Oh, good. Okay, there we go. All right, now I can hear you a little bit better as well, Eileen. Let's do this. Because of limited time tonight, and we're in a holiday week, and I promise you we will have you back as often as we can for updates. Let's take some calls, okay? And one of the calls that we have on the line at 1-800-313-9443 is none other than Phil Turney, who we had as a guest on just a few weeks ago from the USS Liberty Survivors. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, just absolutely perfect. I'll tell you what, you couldn't have had a better guest on your show.
Yeah, I can see that.
Is she intelligent and knows the facts? No other woman that I know has ever repeated those words, or man. But my main reason I called in tonight was to support your show and Eileen and her help for the USS Liberty veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And as we become on the holiday season, I would hope that it is a good one, and I hope the next one is a good one. But the way our country is set up right now, we are, in my opinion, a Mossad-based democracy. We are under the thumb of the Zionists and Israel, and every nickel and dime that comes out of this country goes straight to that regime, and they will use it to kill Americans, or they'll use it to kill pigs. They'll defy of food for anybody, or corn. They have these poor people in the Palestine have to eat corn off. They get their corn off the dirt. Can you imagine how other people can treat people that way? It just breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eileen?
Yes.
Do you want to respond to Phil?
Yes, and I think what Phil was talking about is in Gaza, what Israel does, you know, because it's a prison, and they dump the grain over the wall, and the prisoners, these people, have to come and pick up the grain from the ground. And it is an open-air prison. Almost 1.5 million human beings are treated this way. And our media, now they get away with claiming that this is a terrorist organization. Well, my God Almighty, you treat people as subhuman, and it's international law states, it's in their right to rise up violently against their oppressors. I'm totally nonviolent. I abhor violence. I don't care who's got the uniform or how noble they believe their cause. I am a nonviolent person, but I'm flaming mad at the way our government is total blind allegiance to the military occupation of Palestine. It's been 40 years, 40 years too long, 40 years denying justice to our veterans. How do we support our troops? Certainly not the way our government does, by denying them all that they're asking
for. Well, isn't it ironic? This sounds like a Warsaw ghetto, really, that has been created.
Oh, it's worse. It's beyond it.
Even beyond anything we've read about purportedly happening in World War II.
It's beyond it. And I've been to Hebron, and that was the most painful place. So I have not made it to Gaza, but in Hebron, the Israeli, the settlers, and understand, these settlers, they are illegal according to international law.
Mm-hmm.
This is Palestinian property, and they shoved them out of their houses.
Right.
It's been ethnic cleansing that was started in 1948 when nearly 750,000 Palestinians fled their home but because of threat of being, murdered. And this, my first book, Keep Hope Alive, is the story of an Al-Nabka, which it is Palestinian Arab, for the disaster when they were forced to flee their homes. And for the first 10 months in 1948, the New York Times was there. They were documenting it. They were reporting. And then the wall came down. The reporters came home, and that was the end of the reporting on what was going on over there in Israel, Palestine. And it's just gotten worse as it has gotten worse. With, you know, Israel has never opened up the Dimona to international inspectors, but
it's never been asked to by the United States, which is demanding that Iran basically surrender her sovereignty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous, and this is the internationalism and interventionism that is destroying our own nation as well. We're turning into a world policeman who's on the take, who's bribed and corrupt and owned by the crooked town manager, you know, and so it's no wonder that the other nations are turning against America, and I believe that this has been done deliberately to help bring about our own destruction, as well as the destruction of all countries that oppose Zionism.
Well, I think we're really on the verge of something. We are up against, we the people are up against empire, just as Jesus was up against the empire, because when Jesus said 2,000 years ago, pick up your cross and follow me, that, the cross had no religious significance. Everybody then knew the cross, what it meant. It was a political statement, because on the road to Jerusalem, how the Roman occupying forces got rid of all their dissidents and agitators, they crucified them all. And, you know, Jesus was never a Christian. The term wasn't even coined until three decades after he walked the earth. But Jesus was a social justice, radical revolutionary, Palestinian, devout Jew who rose up against the corrupt temple and disturbed the job security of the priest by telling the people, you don't got to pay those guys to for ritual baths or sacrificing livestock to be okay with God. God already loves you just as you are. And, you know, what got him crucified was disturbing the status quo of the Roman occupying forces. And we, the people, we've got to rise up. We've got to claim back what our founding fathers were truly about. And the most radical founding father, and I believe the one with the most common sense, was Tom Paine. And, you know, he said, after he published the pamphlet Common Sense in America, he saw the exceeding probability that a revolution in the system of government would be followed by a revolution in the system of religion. The world is my country. All mankind are my brethren. And to do good is my religion. When we the people rise up and get back to that, then we will we have it in our power to change the world again.
All right. And, Phil, do you have a final word before we move along? Phil Turney.
Yes, I do. Eileen, you know, it's people like you that bring other people together, and it's one at a time. And in my heart, I'm confident that this is going to happen, that we're going to get the truth out. But, you know, without shows like yours, Rick, and without Eileen speaking the truth, and this girl, believe me, she speaks the truth, we have to have some kind of a conference, some kind of a getting together the minds, or we're, as a country. And I know that this country, our representatives, will get on their knees to the government of Israel, but will not support the veterans, or they will not support the poor children in the street, as long as Israel gets their money. That's all that matters. And Israel can get by with murder over and over and over and again, and they proved it. They did it with us, and they are cold-blooded murderers. The Zionist Jews that killed us should be hanged.
Well, and amen for that. Thank you for that word, Phil. And keep up your spirit, and may you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Appreciate your wonderful call. Thank you, Phil. Let's take Ed in New Jersey. Ed, you're on with Eileen. Eileen Fleming. Hello, Ed. Are you there, Eddie?
Me.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I'm an ex-Navy man. When Israel was 4 years old, that's when I was in the service. life member of VFW and Fleet Reserve. So I'm saying is that as far as the USS Liberty, I try to talk to ex-Navy men, and really they don't know the true story. I talked to a captain who was an MD who was in the Navy after that, and he knows something about it, and I was trying to get him interested in seeing if he could probe for, you know, an investigation. But, you know, he doesn't seem to be very enthusiastic. He's a retired captain, full four striper. But anyway, what I wanted to call is talking about Mordecai Vanu. I just want to know is, I tuned in a little late about your guest talking. Mm-hmm. I want to know is, does she know, and if it's, as far as I'm concerned, seems to be pretty true, there was a movie made. It's called Secret Weapon. Does she know anything about this movie? I have it. I recorded it. It was starred Griffin Dunne as Mordecai, Karen Allen as the woman who tricked them, and John Rhys Davies as the Mossad chief. Turner Network Television recorded this, and it shows them going in a bus in the Negev Desert, the Dimona Nuclear Research Center. And
all right, Eileen, do you know about that movie?
No, I've never heard of that movie.
Well, I've recorded it, and what I was hearing is it seems like the movie seems to be actually a true story about it, because what I heard described, it was in the movie, exactly what she said in Australia. He was taking pictures. Mm-hmm. He brought him over to Australia. And, of course, there were, might have been some added things in there that were not true. But
when was this movie seen on TV?
Yes, I recorded quite a few years ago. I think it was... Pardon?
Okay, we have a break. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
And invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Hey, we're back. We don't have too much more time, but we may have to hold you over a few minutes, Eileen.
Sure.
Is our caller still there, Ed? Are you there?
Yes.
Let's wrap up quickly on this movie you mentioned. This was something that was on Turner, you said?
It was on a regular station. I believe it was Channel 9. It was not.
Channel 9 out of where?
I didn't have cable or you know, dish at that time, so it was on the regular channels, but I haven't seen it since.
Well, what year was that now?
It was at least 15, 20 years ago, at least. Because I didn't have
right.
cable.
Because I don't recall that one myself, and I usually...
Well, I have it recorded. In fact, I'm playing it now, silently.
Well, Eileen might be interested in that, wouldn't you, Eileen?
Yes,
what I would be interested in is if they paid Venuto for anything for his story.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested in.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it,
I don't
too.
Think he's received a dime.
That's the problem. And
the Israeli government probably received something.
I don't know, but
the thing is,
this guy's given his really sacrificed his life in over 21 and a half years now, been robbed from this guy, and I feel bad. I hope people who are listening will be moved, spend 30 minutes with him, see him,
yeah.
You know, rather than a fictional movie made of him. Listen to him at wearewideawake.org. And whatever you can send this guy, PayPal or through the American bank account right here.
How much is it going to cost for his appeal, do you think?
Pardon?
How much do you think it'll cost for his appeal?
You know, I have no clue what his legal bills are. I've never talked to him about money, but it's got to be phenomenal because, I mean, this guy's in court all the time.
Can people be sure that the money will get to his legal defense?
Well, because it goes to him. And you don't see, this is the thing. Don't send anything in snail mail to Israel because they go through his mail.
Right,
he'll
right,
never
right.
see it. But through his PayPal, which is venunu.com, it's also, there's a link if the people go on my website,
right.
Under the Venunu archives, they can see where to donate it. There's an American bank account, which is adoptive American parents put up this trust fund, and it goes directly to Venunu. As well as his PayPal goes directly to Venunu.
All right, I'll tell you what, because we have such limited time. Ed, thank you for your call. Can you stay on a few more minutes?
Me, sure.
Can you stay into the next hour just a little?
Sure.
All right, because I know we have so many people who are interested and want to talk to you. So
thank
we'll
you.
Do that, and rather than begin another call now, we'll wait, and we'll do that in just a minute. We have a one-minute break. At the top of the hour, and then we'll come back with Eileen. And, of course, as she said, you know, she is very heavily involved, personally involved now, with Mr. Venunu in Israel, trying to do her best to get him his appeal and to get him free and out of the country, if that is possible, so he can speak here in America and visit America. And visit the world, for that matter. And he is a prisoner. He's still a prisoner of conscience. And that, unfortunately, is the reality. But we'll take a few more calls, if we can squeeze them in the next few minutes, for Eileen Fleming, our guest. And I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So remember, to all of you out there, as Phil said, contribute and support free speech, and thank you for me. Well, thank RBN for this opportunity, and support the Republic Broadcasting Network while you're at it. We'll be back in just 60 seconds with more uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?